Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the owner of Campos Marina, Robbie Campo, is out on a hunting trip. And this morning, filling in once again is Glenn Sanchez, former owner of the Breton Sound Marina and a longtime fisherman down in that St. Bernard Parish area. What we're going to do this morning with each of our field reporters, we're going to ask them to give us their takeaway on this pokey boat situation, because it's been the talk across social media and in camps and marinas and docks all across the state. A lot of comments in favor and a lot of comments opposed. And where do you stand? Love to hear from you, your individuals, too, at 504-260-187. Let's bring in Glenn Sanchez, pinch hitting for Robbie Campo. Glenn, you want to talk fishing report first, or you want to talk pokey boats? We have Glenn? Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Maybe we can get Glenn to fix up whatever problem he's got there in the meantime. All right, as soon as we get Glenn, we'll get back to him. But I do have some early morning texts coming in. Let's see what we got here. We've got Donnie Sampson checking in. He is the one hunting with Mike Smith this morning over there at Louisiana Duck Hunts for Youth Day with his son, John. Fog is thick. And we'll be checking in with them a little bit later on in the blind and see how they do. Sometimes fog can work against you on a duck hunt, and sometimes it can help. And let's see if we got Glenn now. Glenn Sanchez, you there? Still nothing on Glenn, so we're going to work on that. A little bit of what they call a technical difficulty. All right, another duck hunter checking in. Roland Cortez, great duck hunting guide. Great goose caller, too, by the way. Says ducks are starting to show up in good numbers. Give us more details, Roland. Where are you looking at those ducks? Because I know you hunt so many different places from Louisiana up to Arkansas. So check back with us and let us know where the ducks are starting to come in. And, boy, hopefully this big new front that's coming is going to bring in a whole new crop of ducks. From what I'm hearing, the teal, which teal season's come and gone, but the teal have really descended on Louisiana marshes, and hopefully they'll be followed by some of the other bigger duck species. All right, here's one. I'm on the road headed to Shreveport. Large group of Chappelle fans. That would be Archbishop Chappelle fans of the volleyball team. They're playoff time. It's also football playoff time. I was at a football playoff last night, St. Michael's in here in around the Daphne area. We're playing, and boy, they rolled over Pike County. I think the final score was like 48-14. But great time of the year. By the way, my super nephew sportsman, Drew, who is won Fish of the Year, Hunt of the Year, at the ripe old age of 15. He's in Point Lahash this morning, expecting to get a quick limit of teal. Well, shoot straight and hope you see some birds in that fog. Let's see if we got Glenn back with us now. Glenn, you there?
I think so. I've been here. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. We ain't gone nowhere. We had some kind of problem between the lines. I thought maybe the gremlins were working on us there.
I don't know. I said pokey boat captain's doing that to us.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on what happened there, moving that buffer zone from one half to a quarter mile. Of course, it's not over yet. I'm sure it's going to go to legislation, but the commission voted to do that.
I wish they'd get rid of those pokey boats completely. I mean, when you look at how much bait they take out of this sound, which feeds everything in the Gulf, it's unbelievable, you know? I mean, they don't have mullets in the marsh like they used to years ago before they had the pokey boats. You know, I mean, you go across the causeway or the twin span that had rafts and rafts of mullets. You don't see that anymore. It's because of the pokey boats.
You know, I'm starting to believe, and I mean, I don't have any scientific data to back it up, but there is empirical evidence. If you look at the numbers of bycatch of white trout and croakers that those menhaden purse seines take, and then you look at, you know, when they started stepping up their business, and now we no longer have any sizable croakers or white trout. And the reason may be that catching them before they have time to get to escape and get bigger. It could be another factor that I've been really overlooking. But, you know, as far as the red drum, they got numbers they were using. There was a study that was done, and the study says, well, they're well under the bycatch. But I'm going to get into some details that can be a little tricky to understand about the ratio of bycatch versus the total amount of bycatch. And I think that was kind of overlooked and maybe missed by some of those commissioners who voted in favor of it. But that's where it stands now, and certainly it's not over yet. Well, let's talk a little bit of fishing before your time runs out. I know we had some windy conditions this week, but that is not a problem this morning, huh?
No, it's not even a problem this time of year because you can go find a place to hide in the marsh, put the wind to your back, and just keep fishing. It's not like in the summertime when you're in open water, you know? I mean, look, today's the 8th of November. I done fished 7 times in November, Don. It's been wonderful. And I fished through those windy days, and you just, like I said, put the wind to your back, get in a tight spot, get some water coming around a point, have at it.
Some reports of Lena was one of the hot spots this week. Some people picked up limits of redfish in there pretty easily.
Everywhere I've fished, and I've fished, you know, I live on the Hopedale side. I fished on that side a couple of times. I fished in the Biloxi Marsh a couple of times. I fished back of Lena once. And I caught fish every spot I went. And there's so many little fish in the water, it's incredible. I just hope we don't have any kind of freeze to hurt them. But there's plenty of little fish.
That's some really good news. How about the bait situation down there? Lots of live shrimp if people want to use them?
Lots of live shrimp. Live shrimp, information, anything you need at Campos, you can get.
Very good. Robbie's going to be back next week, I would think, huh?
Yes. Lucky I came over here yesterday because I asked him when Robbie coming back. They said next week. I said he didn't tell me that I had to do the show twice. And you know,
well, Robbie's
week,
been out of touch. Go ahead.
You asked me if I seen any ducks last week. I tell you, I hadn't seen a duck. I went out last Saturday. I must have saw 300 or 400 ducks last Saturday. I said, look at that.
Oh, that might be good news. Anybody hunting in the Biloxi Marsh this morning might have a good shot. Well, got to be careful with that fog. How's the fog look right now where you are?
Actually, it's clear down here, believe it or not. It's absolutely clear, none whatsoever.
Well, good. You know? That must be one of those things. Maybe on the open water areas is where it is, and up in the marshes it's not out there yet. So, anyway, that's good news. And, well, always good to talk to you, Glenn. And I hope you fish a little few. You're not fishing enough. You know, you only fish 7 days, and, you know, here we are on the second week of November. You've got to get out more.
Yeah, and the sun's not up yet.
Have a good time, Glenn, and thanks for filling in
for Robbie.
We appreciate it.
No problem. Everybody stay safe.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's coming up. And there he goes, Glenn Sanchez. A little bit of a delayed report, but always a good one with him. All right, we come back. I'm starting to get some comments in on the pokey situation, and I'll tell you what my takeaway from that commission meeting was and the action that they took and why I think they did and where it's going to go from here. All that's coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.